On the glory of the Siddhas, chapter 18 of Sri Ramana Gita, continued from our last issue. Adhaya Matmatanau Katinam Vrathe Parusha Chittamalam Vishaya Vrathe Rishi Marosha Mapheta Manoratham Dritamadam Gana Chilla Hari Vasat. 7. Pitiless to his body, strict in the observance of discipline, wholly averse to the delights of the senses, he is a sage without anger or desire, beside himself with the joy of pure awareness. Vigata moha marobhama bhavanam samita matsa ramutsa vinam sada bhava moha dadi tharana karmani pratipalena vinaiva sadhudyatam. 8. Free from infatuation, greed, distracting thought and envy, he is ever blissful. He is ever active in helping others to cross the sea of relative existence regardless of reward. Matha mameti nagaraja sutoru pitam naganane bhajati yahi pita mameti angham harasya samabhapya sirasinena samsu bibatsya giri randhra krito vibhutim. 9. When Ganapati, saying, "Mother is mine," sat on the lap of Parvati, Kumara retorted, "Never mind, father is mine," and got onto Shiva's lap and was kissed by him on the head. Of this, Kumara, who pierced with his lance the Krauncha hill, Ramana is a glorious manifestation. Vedadi paka dhamanottara kacha pesai yuttai dharadara supustya mareshraischa sukshma mritha yugha mrithena saha pranatya sampanna sabdha patalasya sahasya martham. 10. He is the mystic import of the mantra Om Achadbhuve Nama, salutation to the fire of Brahman, whence emerges the word. Dandam Vinaiva Yathinam Vatha Dandapanim Dukhabdhi Tara Kamarim Vatha Tarakasya Tyaktva Bhavam Bhavamaho Satatam Bhajantam Hamsam Tathapi Gatamana Sasangaragham. 11. He is an ascetic without danda, a staff carried by ascetics. Yet he is Dandapani, Kumara. He is Taraka, the ferryman for crossing the sea of suffering. Yet he is the constant foe of Taraka, the Asura. He has renounced bhava, relative existence, yet is a constant worshipper of bhava, Shiva. He is Hamsa, lit a swan, a Paramahamsa, yet without attachment to Manasa, a lake in the Himalayas, a favorite home of swans. Alternatively, he has no attachment to mind. Continued in the January-February 2012 issue.